Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. There goes Button. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Keogh moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Arnie Portocarrero now pitching. Albie Pearson now playing center field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keogh scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. White reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Jensen scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Klaus moves to second. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Taylor now playing right field. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portocarrero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 5 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brewer bunts towards the mound. Portocarrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button is thrown out after the base hit. Malzone scores. It's 9-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 4 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Porto Guerrero covering, for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Arnie Porto Guerrero. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.